Hello.
Mr. Colson, Mr. President. Here you are.
Well, how are things on the home front?
Well, I think they're fine, Mr. President. We can't quite keep up with the news you've been making in Bermuda and the Azores, but we're keeping it going. The Chancellor program went very well tonight. I'm sure you didn't watch it. But,
no, I didn't ever watch these things.
Well, it was good. It was very good. In fact, it got better as it went along. And the ending was just superb. Couldn't have been better.
It's one of those things where I hope that NBC got their money's worth. You know, they put so much into the damn thing.
They put a hell of a promotion.
How'd they edit it? Did they do well or not?
Yes.
Reasonably well, huh? Or not too well?
No, I'd put it a B plus. Surprisingly well. As a matter of fact, Chancellor at the end, he did a voiceover as he went back in to sit and read. I didn't write it down precisely, but he said that this president is less colorful or less controversial than Truman, harder working than Eisenhower, less stylish than Kennedy, more formal than Johnson. But then he said every president is his own in his own way. That's a beautiful picture of you. The ending was very dramatic. The ending was very, very
wonder how many of you stayed to the ending. Did they hold the audience? That's a curious thing.
Yes, I would say they did. It's hard for any of us who are working in the
right, sure.
To be objective, I was just starting to make some calls around to see from people who aren't so close to it what they
right.
I thought on balance it was superb. There were parts where, as I say, those of us who know how a day goes.
Right.
People would react to it. I would think they'd be very excited, actually. The part on drugs was excellent. The Watson meeting was very, very good. And the part during the meeting with the brother, he said they selected very good footage.
They did.
The Chancellor's narration was damn good. He put a side twist or two on a couple of phrases. But
well, he had to.
Just a little, you know, he said this isn't really a typical day, and he said on the other hand, no day in the day of a president is typical. But on balance, he did very well. The interview with Mr. Nixon and Fisher at the end was really good, and then when he came in, you were yourself completely. You were very thoughtful and very reflective and very strong in the comments he made about the change in policy between the 50s and the 60s. It ended very, very empty. Now, the beginning would be more, would kind of be fascinating to people who have never been in a White House. I think you'd find that people would watch that with great interest. And if we held it,
wonder what Scully thought of it, you see?
Yeah, he called me. The first call when it was over, Scully was just bubbling over.
He liked it, huh?
Yeah, I thought he put a lot of work in.
Of course, he's a pro. And I just, the thing that I was talking to Holloman about a moment ago, I said, well, you know, it may be one of those shows that appeals to the pros and not to the people.
How did that?
Could be.
Did Bob think that, or was it?
No, I thought that.
No,
I understand. I didn't see it, but that would be my guess from what the footage they took.
Well, my wife, who was in the middle of what they had, said that this was the kind of thing that people would just give anything that they think they would see the White House.
How were the angles and all that?
They did very well. Did very well. The sound is not as good in the Oval Office as I think it should have been. Kind of a little bit nasal. They weren't. I don't know that anybody else would notice it. I would notice it from knowing your voice and television. But
right.
I don't know that the public would have noticed. The angles were good, the lighting was excellent. Julie was very good when she came in and talked to you. They had very good
about Africa, or going to North Carolina, yeah.
Right. And you were talking to her about
Duke.
Partisan questions. And they got in the part of You got a very good part now. It opened well with the breakfast of the I think on balance the president was, I don't know what kind of an audience.
You think it was perhaps less than what we would hope, though, huh?
No, I don't.
Haldeman felt it was a little bit less than what we hoped, but he thought it was good, but not what, you know, I mean, everybody built up their hopes because Scali and the rest were so enthusiastic.
Well, I talked to George Tate, but he reacted a little bit like I did in the first half hour. Us who are there, it's very hard to tell. It could be terribly excited for people, or it could be that you weren't projecting as strongly as those of us who see you all the time think you project. The second half hour was just fabulous. And the ending.
What they used at the ending, the part when I came back to the White House?
Yes, sir. And when you were talking with the
Chancellor. In the morning, well, part from the ratings, the important thing is the reactions once you check with the common folks and see what they think.
Well, that's what I want to do. I
a little hard tonight, so everybody's out Christmas shopping.
Well, I was just going to make some calls to see what people thought. I asked some people to watch it today.
How's Meany?
He's home.
Good.
There's been an interesting development.
I think I should write him?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sent a notice to Rose today.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it by hand.
Well, I think in the Christmas period, it's been Andy home, and he's going to be taking some time off. Wish him a speedy recovery. He's asked very fascinating development. He has asked Jim Suffrich, and this is terribly confidential. He wants no one to know it, but Suffrich wants no one to know it. But he's asked Jim Suffrich to kind of take over for him.
My God, that's good. Suffrage, he knows, is a decent guy. We had, incidentally, a fantastically successful meeting with the British. I mean, it won't come through in the press, but it really was, you know, we really smoothed over all the sores, and now that we've done the French and the British, and by golly, it really looks good.
Well, it sure does. I think the president is coming through that way. I called Mort Allen.
Yeah. Oh, good old Mark.
And I said, Mort, are you still writing the news summary? And he said, yeah, why do you ask? And he said, the news has been so damn good for about 3 weeks. I figured maybe you should turn the job over to someone else. We've been getting a wave of really relevant, with the exception of Pakistan and India, which is, of course, kind of a
negative
of sorts. If people care, and I'm not sure they do, Harris did. With the exception of that, the news on balance has just been running superbly, especially on the economic side. I haven't seen anything on the economic front.
I guess the market went up a little bit today.
Went up on 20 million shares. But
yeah, it went up 3 points. It's not bad.
Well, it's
8.88, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I think it closed at 8.88.
All right.
Think of the big rise that it takes in Thanksgiving. But more important, even than that, is the attitude. The attitude is just everybody.
You really think they've turned up?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
John Connolly feels it very strongly, you know.
But it doesn't matter who I talk to, businessmen, or retailers, or pollsters, or people, or the media. My God, Time and Newsweek and businesses, they all said it's the biggest Christmas in history.
Goddamn well better be.
Well, it is. It's running very well. Tomorrow we'll have a complete detail.
When's the CPI?
Tomorrow afternoon.
What is it?
We don't have it. They took off.
Christ's sake.
I raised a little hell tonight and took the back when I couldn't get it. Hodgson doesn't feel that it will be up
No, it's going to be about 2/10.
Well, he could be
adjusted. What do you think?
No, he figured 1. He said 1/10.
Well, 1, that'd be great.
He said like last month. But the reason that they got bogged down was when they were taking the X-ray back to the tool they're thinking of, and removal of the X-ray.
But you know, these trips abroad, they don't affect people here, but you know, to go and see the British and the French, and in 2 weeks to just completely take them in, which we did, and they are really friendly. I mean, they, as Henry said, they know who the world leader is. Yeah?
Well, that's, yes, and that's what, you know, that the president came through on that program tonight. Angela made a comment about you had given a kind of a withdrawal touch to the White House.
Of course, he sort of said, well, that Truman was more dynamic and Eisenhower was less, of course, as he was, less.
Well, he put it that you were less controversial, I think, than Truman. You were less colorful and less controversial. I don't remember the expression. But then he said you were harder working than Eisenhower, less stylish than Kennedy, and more formal than Johnson.
Yeah, for sure. Is that bad?
Well, it was the tone he said it in the photograph while he was saying it. The ending had a hell of a dramatic punch. It was a superb ending.
That's right, yeah.
It then led, I don't know.
You know, I think the Julie show on Christmas night would be a hell of a show.
Well, they publicized the daylight show of that. I can't believe there's anybody in the country who doesn't know that person. China Newsweek gave a big build-up, the newspapers, the women's pages. We've had a phenomenal amount of stuff where we build it down, and that would be good. That would be great.
You know, the publicity about these shows may be more important than the shows.
Well, did you see the full-page ad in the...
I heard about it, yeah.
Today, on this show, the NBC really went over to it. They ran the full-page ad.
You think I should write a letter to, well, not Sarnoff, but to Chancellor?
Huh? I was going to say Goodman, but Chancellor had more to do with it. And,
yeah.
He's come around a long way, President. He invited to, I don't spend much time with the president, I don't like the president, but he invited to either a dinner party with his house or with his Saturday. And after dinner, he got me aside and he said, he's too old to put it. He said, I'll tell you one thing. He said, I'm a Democrat. Everybody knows that. He said, nobody's going to beat your man.
The Europeans all think that, you know. We spend with Heath and also Papadou 8, 10, 12 hours, you know, of tough negotiating.
Oh, no, there's nothing really tougher than that. You're on guard all the time. But I think the public get a good feeling for that. For instance, the photograph this morning that you and Heath walked in the deputy, guided them to the ship.
What is the other economic news? Give me that, will you?
Yes, sir. We won't have any news on unemployment until
That's right.
That's running about, according on the uninsured, on the insured unemployment claims, that's running like it has been for 3 months, a good trend down. And it's jumped up. So presumably that will continue.
What about CPI?
CPI, Hudson figures 1/10, and that'll be tomorrow. The wholesale price index is stable for 3 months. The retail sales are 11 to 12% ahead of last year.
Really buoyant.
That's really going, because you know you figure that the inflation factor in there is very small.
What do you think about the charisma argument? You know, the British, French raised that. What about charisma? What do you think?
It's one of the factors that goes into the equation, but I think today, frankly, the mood of the country is a hell of a lot less important.
Of course, charisma depends upon who's in, too.
Well, that's right, and it depends on what the country wants. But, they wanted the charisma of John Kennedy in the early 60s. Today, they had enough of the pound waving, the table pounding, the arm waving of Lyndon Johnson, and I think they want kind of a quiet,
fellow, cool guy.
Exactly. And a strong man. I'll tell you a fascinating fact that I learned today. Finland has finished some more extensive polling on the confrontation with me. And this tells me a great deal about the public image of U.S. president. One of the questions, of course, he's still getting higher than 80% of the public who remember and can talk about their confrontation with him. That was just a political landmark. But one of the questions that was asked is in his whole series here, he says, Meany said to the president, if the president of the United States doesn't want our cooperation, then he knows what he can do. What is your opinion of this? 28.5% of the people said that they admired the president for saying he would do whatever he had to do for the country. And he knew what he could do. Another 31% said that Nixon should go right ahead and do whatever it was he had to do. 16% said something has to be done to support the president. So you're getting about, still today, about 60% of the people who are remembering, well, 80% remembering it, and 60% remembering your response.
Comparing this show with one-on-one, you think that the other would better.
Yeah. The one-on-one compared to tonight?
Yeah.
No, I think tonight is better.
Fine.
It was different. And because it gave people an insight that they don't normally get. And you got the benefit of the one-on-one at the end with the question, but you also got something different that I think people will watch, whereas they might not just watch an interview.
Check in the morning and see what your folks think.
We'll do a check around the country. I think that one-on-one serves one good purpose. Maybe.
The most important thing is really to really get across a definite image.
Well, that's the getting. You're getting the image of a strong activist, but that's what the image of is. And that came through tonight, by the way. The strong point to that show was during the Watergate meeting, the drug meeting, when you were really boring in on drugs, you said, I don't want to work no drugs. Let's get to the bottom of this. That's very, very good. And the ending is really strong. That's a good. And you get that. You got that image across tonight. Get it anytime you're in a Q&A, any kind of a press conference or a one-on-one, you get it.
So you thought the show, it didn't job us, huh?
Oh, no. It didn't job us at all. Good job.
Scully agree?
Scully was bubbling over.
You said he called you, but of course he had a best of it.
Well, he does, but he still is a pretty cool professional. He I've seen other things John has done when he called and said that, well, you know, we didn't handle that too well. Tonight he was to defuse it. He said he thought it was a landmark kind of a program that people will talk about for a long time. That the networks will want to rerun segments of that the people will talk about. He thought it had a huge impact. And I thought it was, as I told you the other day, I thought it was an excellent program. I thought the ending of it was so strong that I got carried away. I got very emotional. The ending was so good. And I think I don't know where the hold of it was. And as I say, I couldn't assess the beginning of it because I was just, we're all so damn close to it, but it's hard to know how people will react. I look at everything in the light of, well, how are people going to react to this? I enjoyed it, of course.
Right.
But I want to know what are people thinking. And it's hard when you're so close to something. But, you know, I know what they thought of that ending. That ending, they would think, this is a terribly dedicated, terribly strong, forceful presence. I have a particular thesis, but that's the image that's coming through, and that's why we're running as strong as we are tonight. Because that is what people want. They want someone to put their confidence in them. They want the country to become, which it is, but they want the president to be strong and in charge. And the summit, the international agreements, these are all, you know, these all support that kind of a feeling. I think that's coming through very well. You asked
anything else?
Well, you're asking about the economics. We've got Peterson now working hard on this job business, which is really coming through well. I think we're beginning to get across the idea we've got an extensive briefing set up later this week, getting across the idea that all of this that you're doing is going to have a tremendous dimension.
All right, lots of people up in my spot.
Well, that's the one we want to keep going, because that has a real punch back, but punch where people are concerned. I think we'll do well with that.
Okay.
So I'll check in the morning.
We'll go to bed.
Let you know what the people think of the program.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
What was
that? I was just saying thank you and thank you, Mr. President. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good night, sir.